All right, are you ready to soar? Are you ready to soar some more? I would like for us to look at some more of these awesome principles of soaring, taken from Dr. Stephen Stosny's book, Soar Above, How to Use the Most Profound Part of Your Brain Under Any Kind of Stress. And just as a brief reminder, he talks with us in this book about the way we adults use our brains. He talks about the toddler brain, and he does talk for a while about true toddlers, people, children who are actually toddlers. But he spends most of that time talking about the way we adults use the brains that are really typical of toddlers. Yes, adults using their brains in the same ways that toddlers use theirs. And what he wants to do is help us shift, transition from using our brains in the ways that toddlers use them into the more mature ways that mature adults should be using our brains. So one of the things he focuses on is when we have this whole issue of whether we're for or against, whether we're for a person or against a person, for a principle or against a person. And Dr. Stosny points out that an important feature of conviction is that conviction is for something. For example, the well-being of loved ones, or justice, or fair treatment, or equality. While resentment is against something, like mistreatment of loved ones, injustice, unfairness. The distinction may seem subtle, but it is crucial, Dr. Stosny points out, to healing and growth. Those who hate injustice want retribution and triumph, not necessarily fairness. They fantasize about punishment of their unjust opponents, who stir, quote-unquote, justifiable contempt. Just as it's sometimes difficult to distinguish resentment from conviction as a motivator, there's a gray area that seems to exist between the more intense versions of these states, namely anger and passion. In general, toddler brain anger becomes passion in the adult brain. What is considered anger in the toddler brain is considered passion, or actually becomes passion in the adult brain. The crucial difference is that passion is value-oriented, whereas anger is devaluing. Passion is for something, like justice, while anger is against something. The fantasies of people who love justice are of equality, harmony, and triumphant good, while the fantasies of people who hate injustice include inflicting humiliation or punishment on perceived offenders. Being for something creates positive feelings of interest, passion, or joy, which improve health and relationships. Being against something foments negative feelings of anger, contempt, envy, or disgust, which actually have deleterious effects on one's own health and relationships. That's something that a number of you have heard me discuss off and on for quite some time now. I mean, for years. The negative effect that we can have on our own health by being so negative, being against, and rarely being for. Sometimes we're for that which is harmful and against that which is beneficial. And that has negative impacts on us. Organizations that stand for something turn out to be more effective than those that do not. In the book Firms of Endearment, How World-Class Companies Profit from Passion and Purpose, there was a business school professor who analyzed a collection of companies that outperformed their peers over a 15-year period. Much of what separates the brands of conviction from the competition is their commitment beyond profit-seeking to a sense of purpose and making the world a little better. You know, I got to be honest with you. That really encourages me when it comes to the whole notion of encouraging people week after week, or at least trying to encourage people week after week. When you hear me say at the end of my program, let some of life's best moments come through you. There's just so much to be said for trying to find ways, discover ways, create ways to bring about good in the lives of other people. And so much good can come back to each of us as a result. And now he's sharing what this analysis showed, that when these companies that outperformed their peers over a period of 15 years, they found that what really helped these winning companies stand out was trying to develop a culture wherein the company, which of course is made up of the people, not just the equipment, but most importantly, the people working to make the world a little better. So one of the things that we can do to reduce the toddler brain vulnerability that so often leads to a self-defeating behavior is to strengthen who you are, strengthen what you believe in, and strengthen what you stand for. You can begin your experiment by listing five things that you really do stand for, the things that are most important to you and worthy of your time, your energy, and your sacrifice. Examples can include fairness, hard work. Again, now these, we're talking about what you stand for, things that are most important to you, what you believe in. Fairness, hard work, honesty, compassion, kindness. Write down the five things most important to you. And then for the next 3 weeks, adopt all the things you listed as motivations, guides, and measures of all your behavior. If you feel irritated, bored, resentful, angry, redouble your efforts to embody what you stand for. You might say that patience is something that you believe in. Remember, kindness can be one of the examples. Compassion, an example of something that you really believe in. You may want to make sure that one or more of these really kicks into play when you begin to feel irritated. To the extent that you're successful in embodying what you say you believe in, even when it's getting testy out there in life, you should notice substantial improvement in your feelings of authenticity and well-being. I'll be right back